Hey folks, I just wanted to give you a quick and dirty update on recent events that have been going on in Russia, not just Moscow, but Rostov-on-Don, Voronezh, Lipetsk, and this area concerning Wagner. I just want to give some of my two cents about what we witnessed. I urged on Telegram caution to wait out. My spidey senses sensed that we were seeing something where not everything that meets the eye was coming out to play. I also urge the fact to pay attention to Putin's words, because I just had this feeling. He did not specifically mention Prigozhin. He did mention Wagner, but it was in the context of the battle for Artyomovsk, Solidar, and sort of honoring their achievements. It did say about, you know, a betrayal of this memory. So there was definitely an insinuation that he was referring to Wagner as traitors, but didn't actually say so. So I could be reading way between the lines here, you know, big space between the lines, but I just felt that Putin was, as always, very careful with his words. Was Putin playing a part, acting? Was Prigozhin playing his part? The fact that a criminal case was opened, then dropped and sent to Belarus, Prigozhin, that is, immunity given to Wagner fighters, people have complained to me that, you know, this isn't befitting of an armed rebellion, a mutiny. You know, as I've said, in ancient Rome, this would be decimation at the least, crucifixion of all those involved. Of course, we don't live in ancient Rome, but my point being that, you know, discipline must be exercised. Then I recalled back to my army training, whereby we'd be given certain orders that made no sense at the time, but you had to trust in the greater plan and the picture. There were talks about deaths of Russian servicemen, about shooting down a Ka-52, among other models and equipment. Ironically, it would seem that Wagner, if these reports were true, shot down more equipment in one day than the Ukrainian counter-oink, as it's called, counter-offensive, managed to shoot down in the 3 weeks now that it's been going on. However, other articles have popped up since, saying that some of these... there's no pictures of any dead servicemen. Even Wagner's claims of the MOD shooting at them didn't have any dead shown. It just showed some, you know, a chaos in the forest. And then when we saw these claims of downed aircraft, it was just the wreckage. Some of these very dramatic pictures were from over a year ago. A lot of stuffing, a lot of unconfirmed reports. My behavior in that time was to stick to official posts from likes of TASS. Things like the restrictions on the roads and things like this. Interestingly, there were reports of the, I'm going to say, raid on Prigozhin's headquarters, Wagner headquarters in St. Petersburg. I saw copies of a fake passport with a fake name, gold bullion, lots of cash that Prigozhin claimed later in official sources in Russian media that was his, 4 billion rubles apparently, he claimed used to pay his fighters in cash. That has since been removed from Fontanka, which is the local media in St. Petersburg, as I understand. Point being, I was very curious and very dubious of a lot of the reports, certainly out of Telegram. I said that things are very confusing right now, and I think that's the point. We've seen how the Western media fell hook, line, and sinker for it all. And as Putin pointed out, and again, I'll refer back to his talk of traitors, people within Russia that sounded off, supported, put their hand up like, yeah, we're with any rebellion and mutiny. These are the traitors. And these are the people I believe he was actually referring to. He's called out these people from the woodwork in Telegram. It's been said about fifth, even sixth columnists. FSB reportedly rounding up Ukrainian cells that were deployed to Moscow. I've just shared on Telegram today a report from the Wall Street Journal that 2 weeks ago, U.S. intelligence were aware of this plan. They just didn't know dates, they claim, in the Wall Street Journal. What we've just seen, in my mind, in my gut, has been one of the most masterful pieces of theater, political theater, smoke and mirrors, call it what you will. I believe that either ending was a win for Russia and a win specifically for Putin. If you want to talk militarily, people are claiming that a lot of military assets were very quickly moved to the border. Akhmat Special Forces, whom I met just the day before, have been deployed to the Rostov region, very close. So we had this pretext, even, for Russia to move massive amounts of military assets very close to the border, with the required pretext, excuse, reason necessary to do so. Amusingly, we've seen things like in Lipetsk where they literally dug up the road, but as the mayor claimed, it's very easy to repair that. So, very confusing times, and I think the confusion is the point. As to all the other things, I'm not going to speculate any further. I've given you my gut feeling. I gave you my advice at the time on Telegram. I did feel a duty of, or sort of an obligation, a burden of responsibility to pass on what I was seeing at the time. However, my gut did urge caution, which is why I wasn't perhaps overly active, certainly not doing videos. I didn't want to comment on these things, and I certainly was very dubious and wary of politics, particularly Wagner politics. Quite what the truth is, I don't think we'll know for a long time. But as time has already passed, a lot of facts have come out. A lot of memes are flowing as well. But overall, thank you for your messages of concern. We're fine here in Moscow. St. Petersburg appears to be very jealous of the fact that Moscow has a non-working day on the 26th, as it appears. So they're hoping that Prigozhin will go to St. Petersburg next. As we know, he's been sent to Belarus. Quite why? Again, I'm not going to speculate there. But ultimately, this event, these shenanigans, as one might call them, have ultimately been a positive. I sincerely hope that the reports of Russian servicemen losing their lives are fake, false, stuffing, as is called. I do not like the idea that people paid with blood and human lives. We did see Peskov say further spilling of Russian blood, as if acknowledging, but not proof of, the fact that perhaps people lost their lives in this. I very much hope that wasn't the case. But we shall see in the coming days as to what transpires. But we have definitely seen NATO and the West get themselves all caught up. First of all, it was Wagner freedom fighters. Then it became Wagner terrorists, a wonderful illustration of how the West likes to twist narratives and twist words to suit their own ends and benefits. But long story short, everything's okay here in Russia. And I do wonder if we're going to see a prelude to the final knockout blow. I hope to bring an end to this special military operation and this these events we're witnessing in Donbass. Anyway, I wish you all the best. I'll see you in the next one. Bye-bye.